Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in today. A nice, pleasant morning, 9:10 right now, 51 degrees as as I'm sitting here with a guest across the way. She does an outstanding job. I see her monthly. This is one of my monthly guests. And look forward to it every time. Good morning, Carrie Halbert. How are you today?
I am great.
Carrie, here with the executive director of the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce.
That's right.
Well, what is new with the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce today? We've got a ton going on, don't
we? We do. We're busy.
All right.
We have a lot of stuff going on. What are you going to talk about first?
I can't wait to golf. I'm really looking forward to this golfing.
Let me tell you, my kids did a golf clinic a couple weeks
ago. Really?
And so,
they dragged you out?
Well, I got to golf for free that afternoon.
Really? So have you ever golfed?
No. I loved it.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. We had so much fun. I even got my mom out there.
No kidding.
Yeah.
How'd Mary Faye do?
She gave up, I think, on the first or second hole.
How'd you
do? But she tried. I did okay. I did pretty good. Not pretty good. I did okay.
First time ever. So where were you putting the golf ball out there? I mean, how far were you poking it out there?
Well, pretty far from the hole. Sometimes I would miss.
Sometimes I miss.
Okay,
and
really?
I've played for 40 years.
Okay.
And sometimes I still miss. Oh, yeah, don't worry about it. That's the thing. You can spend all kinds of time working on it, and there are still that many people who have done the same thing and still stink.
Sometimes I got the ball pretty far, and even the kids I was with were like, because I had another kid with me who plays on a regular basis, I think, and he's like, wow, that was good. I'm like, thanks.
All right, I got to know then.
Of course, he's 9.
Well, I was going to say, what age group exactly were you playing equal to?
Well, I had Lucas, Hunter Fisher Trapper, and Grant. And Ethan.
All five of them. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, who's Ethan?
McIlravy.
Oh, okay.
He hung out with us.
See, now, Ethan McIlravy, he can probably play.
I know, he can.
He lives out there on the golf course.
Yes. Yeah, he was better than me. Let's just say that way.
So are the boys interested in learning the game? Because this would have been their first time too, right?
Well, Grant did it last year.
Okay.
And he was really, he's always been interested in it since he was little.
Yeah.
And Lucas, not so much, but his friends are kind of starting to get him interested in it.
Well, Lucas is older than Grant. You'd have thought he'd have been more interested early.
I know. No.
Did he graduate?
No, next year. Don't talk about it. I'll start crying.
Is that tonight, the grade school graduation? I'm trying to remember.
I'm not sure.
I can't remember when.
I don't know.
They might already had it.
I don't think so.
No?
No.
It's not warm enough yet.
Oh, my gosh. It's freezing, and I don't like it.
All right. Now, the reason we brought up golf is to bring up the golf.
There's a reason.
For a reason. Why did we bring up the golf?
Well, the Chamber is having its golf scramble.
The annual Chamber golf scramble. Mm-hmm. Coming up when?
Friday, May 27th.
The weekend of Memorial Day.
That's right.
Do you get a lot of folks who just plan their entire Memorial Day weekend starting around the golf?
Of course. Yes, we do.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do.
That's what they want. They want to start out the weekend, you know, hanging out on the golf course and getting a free lunch.
What's the lunch going to be?
Chicken salad.
All right. So now we're going to have, is it going to be on croissants, I guess?
Yes. We always have croissants.
Ladies and gentlemen. All right. The croissants with the chicken salad. How many? All right. Now we got fewer holes. Are we going to play 18? How's that going to work?
Now you're asking me questions I cannot answer.
The last time you were here, you said Tom takes care of it.
Yep.
Tom Walters is going to be in charge of all this, right? And you haven't talked to Tom about it?
No. I was on the golf course, but I didn't see him, so no. I'll call him.
He's probably in the bar.
No.
They don't have a bar.
No, they don't.
He's probably in the shop.
Well, it's been raining. I wonder if it's even been open.
The pro shop? Sure.
Yeah. Is it?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Tom, I'll be calling you today.
Yeah, he's probably going to be out there.
Okay.
He'll probably be out there anyway. You see, that's the thing. People still buy stuff, even though it's raining, because they go out and they'll buy golf balls. The occasional clubs.
Okay.
And that kind of thing. Okay, so how many groups do you have? Do you have a big slew? Do you have room for any more?
I guess that's the question. We do have room for more, yes. We always have room for more.
You do?
Yeah.
What if you fill up?
Well, I don't know. How many would you have? How many teams would you have to fill up? Okay, 20 might be a lot.
15, 20, something like that.
Okay.
Over 15 or 16.
I do not have 15, but I will take more.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's really cool. That's really cool. So,
because we always have last minute.
Are you also taking potential sponsors now?
Or yes.
Are those locked in?
No, they're not locked in. I'm still taking some whole sponsors probably to the end of this week because we have to have signs made if they're new.
Is there a hole in one?
Do we have a hole? Yes, we have a hole in one contest.
What's the hole in one contest?
Well, it's on hole. What used to okay? Now the hole numbers. I don't
the
know.
Old
if
nine.
Oh, or 17.
Old nine, well, it depends how old you
get. Last year it was 17.
See, yeah, 6 years ago it was nine.
Okay.
Yeah, that's nine. That's I'll know that as nine forever.
Okay. Well, but I only know it as 17.
That's
the one by the road.
Old 17 by the road.
Okay.
Okay, now are we going to play for like a car or something like that?
No.
A gigantic jumbo jet?
What do we win on this thing? Yamaha.
Okay.
As Gary's picking out one of those. He hasn't told me exactly what it is, but usually it's similar to like a gator or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So somebody, do you have to bet up there for that? Or so it's included?
Yeah, it's included, yeah. It's a bargain, I'm telling you.
See, now that's the other thing. You'll probably also have, I mentioned this to Lynn. I feel like I don't think I have a problem with gambling, but will there be gambling up there?
Sure. No, no gambling.
No, you see, now that's the thing. Usually, as part of a fundraiser, there's somebody who sits up there.
Oh, well, we do have 50-50 raffle.
Well, no. There's usually somebody who sits up there at that hole and gambles whether the person
can
hit the green or not.
No, there is a contest. I mean, there's closest to the pin.
Yeah.
And
what hole is that going to be on?
I think it's on that one, too, on 17.
Nah, that'd be on two.
Okay.
I'm just telling you.
Okay.
That'll be closest to the pin. It's probably going to be on number two.
Okay. Longest putt and longest drive.
Where's the longest putt? Now that one I don't know.
Don't know.
This is your gig.
I know, but usually.
You've played out there now. You should know all of this.
I didn't go to all the holes, though.
How many did you play?
I don't know. We skipped some. It got to be like, it takes forever to get through.
If you're hitting it over
because
and over.
You have three totally inexperienced people who don't know what they're doing.
All right, all
and
right.
One 9-year-old that does.
So I was going to say, was McElravy getting tired of hanging out with you
no,
slowpokes?
I think he was having fun.
Well, that's good. All right, so when will you stop taking teams all the way
we've
up to
we've taken
huh?
up to that day.
Really?
Yeah, but I need to know pretty
as
quick.
As soon as you can.
Yeah, as soon as you can. Because I had... Last year, I had somebody call me a few days before and say, hey, we're going to be there, and then they paid that day, and that's fine.
Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, most folks pay in advance, don't they?
Right, yes.
All right, so how much money is it?
To have a team, it's $250.
Per person?
No, for a team.
There's the whole team?
Four people on a team.
$250 for a team?
Yes, and that's cheap.
That is dirt cheap.
It is, because I've seen other tournaments or other scrimmages that it's more expensive.
Yeah, gigantic money.
Yeah.
And this includes a meal.
That's right.
And all the liquor you can drink.
Yes.
No.
Not all the liquor. No,
I'm just kidding.
We do have beverages.
No. Sodas and waters and all that kind
of
stuff. Yes. Might have.
We do have beverages such as water and soda.
There you go. Okay. Well, I'm glad we got that straightened out.
Yes.
So are we playing 18? I guess that's my question.
Yes.
We are playing 18.
Yeah.
That's going to be, are we playing it twice? How's that working? Because 18 is like 10.
You can play 19 and then take one out.
Really?
I guess. I don't know.
Sweet.
How do you usually do it? Can you do that?
I don't know. I haven't been out there with a 10-hole course yet. I did see him mowing the new course or the new course yesterday.
Yes, I heard it.
Yesterday or day before. Mm-hmm. So maybe we can get out there.
I doubt it.
You don't think so?
No.
it was done with a bush hog.
Well, the bush hog, I guess. No, we have to play the original nine.
All right, playing the original nine plus one.
Yes.
All right. Well, and for folks to find out more information, they need to get a hold of you at what?
No, there's actually original 10, isn't there?
Well, there's original nine with the island is 10.
Oh, okay.
The island's new too.
The island is new?
Yeah, the island's new.
No way. Hole 18?
Yes, that's brand new.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
That was new about 5 years ago. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, Grant hates that hole.
Really?
And I bought SIU golf balls this weekend.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, no, we can't use those. I said, I know, no doubt.
Doesn't want to lose his good golf balls.
That's right.
I can understand. I'm talking with, what number do folks need to call if they want more information?
842-6116.
I'm talking with Carrie Halber. We're talking about all kinds of things going on at the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce office. And she's the executive director. We'll be back. Talk a little bit more with her about that on WFIW AM 1390 and 104.9 FM. Back in a sec.
Tell me her name, because I really want to see her.
So you know this song?
What's Victoria's Secret?
Tell me
what is Victoria's
name,
Secret?
Because I need a Richard strategy.
Cool.
Oh, what a tragedy.
It's a good song. It's
but
a good
I know she's right. Not what's best for me, and I know she'll cause me harm. And I know
your microphone's hot, by the way.
I need to go see
him. Huh?
I need to go see Rick Springfield again.
You need to see Rick Springfield?
Yes, I need to see Rick Springfield.
When's the last time you saw Rick Springfield?
Oh, my gosh. Probably, when I met him.
So how long ago did this song come out? Is this a new one?
This is a newer, and it has a new album, but I've not heard it yet. But this one, probably about 6 years ago, maybe seven.
Yeah, we did have a call here. Why don't you put your headset on?
Okay.
Somebody called. Let me clear this out. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you calling in appreciate you listening in this morning. My guest is Fairfield Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Carrie Halbert, and we did have somebody must have a question about the golf or something. Good morning, caller. You are on the air.
Hello. This is Greg.
And Julia.
Yeah.
We just wanted to call and let Carrie know that she has a little niece or nephew due in December.
What? What? No way! Oh, my gosh! Oh, my gosh!
She's burst into tears! Oh, my.
Oh, my gosh! Really? Oh, my gosh! I can't believe it. Oh, I've prayed. Oh, my gosh.
That's pretty good, huh?
Yeah, I am so excited. No way. Oh, my gosh. Do my boys know?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, this is so exciting.
So this is Greg and Julia Banker. They would be your brother and sister-in-law, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Well, how about that?
Oh, my gosh.
Greg, where are you calling from?
We're calling from Quantico, Virginia.
No kidding. So you're posted out there? Are you in the armed forces?
Yeah, I'm in the Navy.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Based on a Marine Corps base.
And Julia, congratulations to you too. Are you from Fairfield too?
Thank
where are you. Where are you from?
I'm from Wisconsin.
Which part?
Sheboygan.
What a beautiful area! I love Sheboygan Falls. It's great up there. Kohler's one of my favorite towns in the world. Well, actually, Sheboygan is better than Kohler. Congratulations to you both. Now I'm trying to burn a little clock so Carrie can get herself back together here.
I'm like a little frazzled here. Oh my gosh.
Carrie, did you have anything you wanted to ask your brother?
Oh my goodness. Okay, so apparently Dad, Mary Kay, no.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We told them Mother's Day weekend when they came out.
So when I saw them this past weekend, it was probably very hard for them not to say anything.
It was killing my mom.
I'm sure.
I must admit, Carrie, Greg called me about 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah, to set this thing up.
I love you, Greg.
That is very thoughtful.
He's a great brother.
Now, are you older or younger than Carrie, Greg?
I'm much, much younger.
Yeah, he is, actually. He's about 14, 15 years younger. Yeah.
Well, that's just, you didn't really have to put it that way, Greg.
What?
When are you going to be back in town so she can give you hugs, give you guys the hugs in person?
We'll see. It's hard. We'll be back in Wisconsin in September. Mm-hmm. So maybe sometime, maybe February.
Now, Julia, Greg, this is going to be your first child, correct?
It is, yeah.
This child said it's a blessing.
Well, that's outstanding. I tell you what, we're both pleased as punch, and you really can't. I should have had a video on her too. I did record it. I did record it, so you'll be able to listen to the show a little bit later on and hear her start screaming and squealing.
Oh, my goodness. I just want to hug you both so bad. I love you guys.
Yeah, and we also want to say Uncle Jack and Aunt Penny, they may be listening. They don't know. So, surprise to you guys, too.
Oh, no, we just heard it. We just heard the siren going out to Aunt Penny's house. Well, congratulations to you both. I appreciate your call, and best of luck to you, okay?
All right. Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you
for setting us up.
Hey, really, you're very welcome. Anytime, Greg. I appreciate your call.
Love you guys.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Love you.
We'll see you.
Bye.
Well, see, now, are you going to be able to talk even the rest of the show?
Well, I am just beyond. I am just beyond. I don't even know.
Well, you see, now, ladies and gentlemen, during the break, she never wears the headset in here because you got to wear the headset to take phone calls, right? And she never wears the headset because I don't ask people to call in this show typically because Carrie can talk. Right?
Right. Yeah, I can do plenty of that.
Yeah, you can pretty much gab at will for as long as long as anybody needs. So you didn't suspect anything when I started talking about the headset. You never suspected anything.
Well, I thought, well, it's kind of weird because usually we don't do the headset, but I thought, well, you never know.
You never know.
We have a lot going on.
You never know. You do have a lot going on.
I never imagined in my wildest dreams that my brother and sister would be telling me they're having a baby.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
So now, so that's wonderful. So it's due about toward the end of the year, huh?
Oh, my goodness. That's, oh, wow.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's do. I'm going to take a phone call. I'm going to let her get her beans back together. I'll take a phone call now. We need to get another entry into that Indianapolis 500 thing. So you can give me a call, folks, at 618-842-3715 if you'd like to enter the contest for the Indianapolis 500. It's for the package. You've got I'm doing all this off the top of my head. Qualifying this weekend, Carb Day is the 27th. And the race itself, a pair of tickets to each thing. And Carrie asked me a good question. Is this from the entire organization or is it just Fairfield? It's just Fairfield. So you've got a good chance at it. Let's see here. Good morning. You're on the radio. What's your name? Try that again. Good morning. You're on the radio. What's your name?
This is Bill.
Hello, Bill. How are you?
I'm great. Yourself?
I'm doing very well myself. Thanks very much for calling. You were wanting into the Indianapolis 500 tickets contest?
Sure.
Last name, what's your last name, sir?
Mason, M-A-S-O-N.
All right, hold on just a second, Bill, and I'll get off the air here in just a second, and we'll get the rest of your information for you, okay?
All righty.
Hey, thank you very much. Stay on the line. Appreciate it. It's just that easy. Are you going to be okay?
I am.
Carrie?
I'm just like, wow. Just,
you going to be fine?
I'm going to be fine. Yes.
Right.
All is great in the world.
It just got better for you, didn't it?
It did, yeah.
We'll be back in just a minute here. You're listening to the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Back in a sec.
Take and you just take, I can't take it, you see what I'm getting.
folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. My name is Bruce Dickey, joined across the way there by Carrie Halbert. She is the Executive Director of the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce. You guys have a meeting this morning?
Yes, we did.
How'd it go?
Good.
Everybody show up?
No, just a few people didn't. They told me they couldn't make
rain.
It. Oh, it's hard to get up on this yucky, rainy day.
Yeah. Join the club.
I'm
playing the smallest fiddle in the world here.
I think it was warmer in December than it's warmer now.
It seems like it was.
It's, but we're going to have beautiful weather for our golf outing.
The golf outing coming up a week from Friday.
Yes, May 27th.
We'll have gorgeous weather. It's also, this kind of weather also makes one think about time to beautify one's porch.
Oh,
right?
Exactly.
Really, what is going on? You had this contest last year, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
What is this contest?
It is Pretty Up Your Porch contest.
Pretty Up Your Porch. Okay, well, that's not what I called it earlier.
What'd you call it earlier?
Clean the crap off your porch.
Right, I did hear that. Well, it's that too. But first, you're gonna clean your crap off your porch. Okay. Then you're gonna pretty it up.
Yeah, there
it's
you
a,
go.
It's a two-step process.
What's it all about?
Well, it's just about prettying up your place, making it look nice, and so we have a contest for the pretty. There's a lot of pretty porches in town.
Sure.
And so we're gonna have a front porch category and a back porch category.
Okay.
And a stoop category.
How does one get into the contest?
I mean, can call me or email me.
Does one nominate other people they see, or can I nominate myself?
You can either way.
If I feel overly proud of my particular porch, and I think,
is it good this year?
Oh gosh, no.
I like your porch.
Stay away from my porch. You stay away from my house. But
if you are proud, you may call me and you may nominate your own porch.
So one may nominate their own porch.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah. Especially there's one house that you can't really see. It's not real close to the road. So nobody would just see it in general.
Yeah.
And so they nominated their own. And that's fine.
Yeah. That's the thing. If you did nominate somebody else, and they may not know that they've been nominated, whenever you come around to start taking pictures,
yes,
that's when the shotguns come out, right?
No. Shotguns. Hope not. No shotguns.
Okay, now how's the process work?
Well, they call and nominate, or email and nominate, and then I get my list together.
What's the email address?
Chamber@fairfieldwireless.net.
Chamber@fairfieldwireless.net. Okay,
mm-hmm. And so. The deadline for nominations is June 10th.
It's plenty of time.
Plenty of time.
Three weeks.
So after that, Judy from the beautification committee is going to help me, and we're going to go around and take pictures.
So you're going to go around and take pictures of these porches, but you're not judging them, are you?
No, I'm not judging them. Oh gosh, no.
Do you get outside help?
Yes, we do.
How's this work?
Well, we get the judges together.
I guess I kind of skipped part of the process. You and Judy. Who's Judy?
Judy Griswold.
You and Judy Griswold are going to go around and take pictures of these things.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
And it's fun.
Is this a public vote, too?
Well, we do. I take the pictures, and then we put them on Facebook.
Okay.
And then we open it for judging. Well, it's a People's Choice Award, and it's Serendipity does that. They provide the prize for that.
How many prizes are there then?
Well, there's Serendipity People's Choice Award, and then we have the three categories: the large,
nice, best large porch,
best back porch, and the best stoop. And those each win $75 in Chamber bucks.
So, can I win both stoop and front porch, large porch?
No, you can't have. Well, no, I don't think so. No, you have one or the other.
Can I win both back porch and front porch, or stoop?
No, you probably just win out of one category.
Oh, man. What if I've done so much work on the front and the back?
I know. Choose your best one.
Well, I haven't, so it doesn't really...
You have a back porch?
I don't. No, I don't.
Okay.
No. Is this just a Fairfield or how far into the county?
City limits.
City limits.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm not going to drive all over Wayne County, and people need to see the porches. So.
Well, now that's true. Yeah. And so whenever you have the Facebook listing there...
Yes.
You'll probably also at that point have addresses there where folks can go drive around to maybe get the full view better than just the photo, right?
Last time I did not put addresses on.
Really?
Mm-mm.
How come?
I don't know. I just didn't.
You going to do it this time?
Possibly, yes. But I can put the addresses on there. That way they can go look at them, drive by.
Have names on them?
No, they didn't have names on them.
See, now that there you go. Without the names or the...
No, when I did the winners, then I would put the winners.
I see. Okay. See, that way it's not a popularity contest. Cause right. I might be a lot cooler than my neighbor with the better looking porch.
Like anonymous porch.
There you go. That's exactly anonymous porches. Yeah. Okay, so you get all the pictures on Facebook.
Yes.
You've got all the entries made.
Yes.
Then you plan, and all of you Fairfield biddies get together and start taking, start driving around and judging, right?
Yes.
No.
No, not Fairfield biddies. We have people from out of town. Good golly.
I walked you right into that.
I know. Stop doing that.
You've had a wild morning already.
Yeah. Trying to get my thoughts together. No.
All right. So it's not going to be Fairfield folks.
No, not Fairfield folks. Out of town.
You get people from out of town.
Yes.
To come around and look at the porches.
Yes.
They did a pretty good job last year.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, there were great judging last year.
You got the same crew coming in?
Nope, different judges.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you find judges?
Well, I know a lot of people.
Well,
And somebody who helps me, they know a lot of people too.
I didn't think you were like a little introverted person who.
No, I'm definitely not introverted.
So you find judges and do you? So now that you've gotten these judges in from out of town, do they now ask you to come judge their Pretty Up Your Porch competitions,
no,
or do other towns have that yet?
You know what? It's so funny because last year I had two different towns contact me, representatives from the towns, and they were very interested in our project, yes, in this event. And I think they wanted to do it. Now, I don't know if they ended up doing it, but they were really interested about
it. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's good. Who came? I'm trying to remember who came up with it last year.
Anita. Anita Tips.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
It's very nice.
I guess there's a town called Brigham.
Okay.
I think it's Utah. Brigham, Utah, maybe.
Okay.
And they have one, and it's really neat. But they include their businesses, too.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, now that's nice, too.
Mm-hmm.
See, you would kind of, if you did that, you'd probably want a new category, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah, business category.
That makes more sense. Okay, so, and when do the nominations start? Are you already taking them?
Yep, you can call in now.
And when do they end? When do you close?
June 10th, 5 o'clock p.m.
So folks have plenty of time to work on it.
Yes, they do. And maybe one of them will have a gray goose on their front porch. With clothing.
Oh.
Wouldn't that be nice? I need to get the rain jacket
you
out.
You like
for my
the gray goose, yeah.
That's... I love my goose.
Yeah, but you can't nominate yourself.
No, but somebody else might have a goose.
You going to lend your goose to somebody?
No, I'm not lending my goose to somebody.
You're not going to let your goose out of your sight, are you?
No, I love my goose.
See, I've got a goose too, but it's kind of stuffed and kind of an indoor goose.
Oh, no. This is...
it's kind of a stuffed. Feathered.
Did you shoot a goose?
No, it's like 70 years old.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you inherit it?
We've inherited it and have to kind of fight the mice to stay away from it.
Oh, gosh.
See, I don't know if you want that goose out on your porch.
No, we don't want that kind of goose.
So this all starts out pretty soon. And if I'm sitting there listening to this, I'm thinking, what do you mean pretty at my porch? What do I need to do to even look good on the porch?
Well, a lot of people put like some chairs with nice pillows.
Yeah.
Like a porch swing, you know, with the nice.
Do I have
seating.
To paint? Do I have to paint? I mean, I don't
want
to get out.
You don't have to paint.
I don't want to get out and paint my porch.
No, you don't have to. Well, if it looks crappy, yeah, you need to paint it.
What if my porch is just pretty to me, but not to those other people?
You can still nominate yourself if you think it's pretty enough.
Can I stuff the ballot box on the Facebook?
No.
How come?
You only get one like.
Oh.
I mean, you can like. Well, you can like who's.
See, now, how do you do it? How do you do
it? The most likes.
How do you do it with Facebook having the different varieties of like now?
Oh, like a love?
Yeah, a like.
How do you know? You're not on Facebook.
I know. I had a trivia question. Somebody asked a trivia question about this. There were like four different likes, right?
Yeah. Well, there's a like. There's a love.
Angry.
There's, sad.
What happens if somebody puts angry on? Does that count as a vote?
No, I will not count angry.
You're not going to count angry as a vote?
No.
Can they change
Love it? Will count as one like.
Love counts as a like.
Yeah.
A like and a love are the same thing.
That's right. It doesn't get more votes than a like.
In this instance.
Correct.
Love's not like a super vote.
That's right. No, it's not.
Like a double.
Nope. Does not count as two votes.
What's the other one? Anger, love, like, and what?
There's sadness.
Sadness? The sadness get a
negative. Now, on Mother's Day, they had thankful.
He's yelling. Tom yelling. So, what? Thank you,
Tom.
That's
right.
Yeah, ha-ha.
Yeah, they had a little purple flower
Can a ha-ha count as a vote?
Well, it could, but it gets one vote.
I mean, what if somebody,
if they're laughing at it.
What if somebody's got a goose up there? Somebody's nominated one with a goose that just kind of looks, a goose wearing clothes.
And you have a problem with that?
I guess I don't. I guess I don't. Well, that's
okay. Well, an aha or ha will count as one like.
As a like.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm just trying to make sure that you're ready for the new system.
Thank you for preparing me.
All right. What else you got going on? You've got the big old, townwide
rummage sale.
Have you sold out the back of the sheets yet?
No.
Are you still selling?
Oh, yeah. We're still selling.
Okay. This is the coolest thing you're doing. I think the advertisement, the advertising on the back of the sheet, the folks may not realize that will draw people to their particular sales.
Right.
Tell me about this thing.
So the townwide rummage sale is June 18th.
Okay.
Saturday with a rain date of June, I think 25th is the next Saturday. Is that
okay.
right?
Okay. Yeah, I believe so.
All right. So as normal, we usually sell, $5 gets your address on the map.
Sure.
Okay. So we're doing something
new. How many
you
got on there?
Right now or total or usually?
How many have people already reserved?
We haven't.
Oh, you haven't opened it up yet? Oh, okay.
It's, well, press releases. This is the press release.
Okay, great. Glad to help.
Announcing. Okay. So $5 to get your address on the map. And the maps are 11 by 17. Okay. Just so everybody knows how big they are. Now, we're selling 20 spaces on the back of the map for advertising.
Really?
Yes. Right. And that's $10.
For one space?
For one space is $10, and that includes the address on the front.
So that what's the address on the front cost anyway?
$5.
$5.
So five extra dollars gets you an ad on the back.
I understand. See, that's what kind of surprised me, that you weren't sold out of the back yet. Mm-hmm. You haven't started selling the back yet.
No, I have.
Because when you start selling that back, it's going to...
And we're limited on space. 20
the first one.
Ads only.
Can
and
I buy
each
two of them?
Ad, I guess if you wanted.
Like if I wanted to put $5 a spot, but take up a quarter of the space, and then or take up the whole thing, and but Bruce's rummage sale.
If you have, I guess. No. No, you cannot buy
I can't
a
buy
lot.
Them all?
No. No, but the ad is limited to 30 words only.
Okay.
Okay. It's like a business size card ad.
Okay.
Okay. And you have to type out the ads. That way I'll know there won't be any.
You don't want to mess up.
Right. And so the deadline for that is June 10th as well.
Okay. So June 10th to get to you.
Yes.
And put the, how many do you usually get? Do you remember from last year? How many you had on
few,
the front?
Probably like 40, 50, maybe 40.
I was thinking you had more than that.
There may have been.
I think you've had 60 before.
Yeah, there's quite a few. I don't know. I didn't add them up.
Do you go? How many people go rummaging on that particular day?
A lot. A lot of people come from out of town too.
Is that right?
Yes.
Do you send this thing to other papers and other places, other radio stations and stuff?
No, but I guess
probably
I need
not
to.
A bad idea.
I know.
Because I know that we had. Albion just had their townwide, we had information on that.
Well, good. I usually do send a press release out to the other places.
Okay, so if folks want to, if they're making their plans now to start their rummage sale, get their rummage sale, when if we've announced it now, we need to. Are you taking reservations now too?
Yes.
As of now.
As of now.
As of right now.
Right now, right this minute.
What time?
But I'm not there, so don't call.
Yeah, I was going to say, what? That's all
you can email me.
That's all you need, Flo. Get Flo ticked off again.
I know. Well, she's busy. She's got things to do. So I'm usually there in the afternoon.
Okay.
Or you can leave a voicemail.
All right.
But you can email me, which is an excellent way to get a hold of me. It's chamber@fairfieldwireless.net.
chamber@fairfieldwireless.net is the email. And its phone number is...
842-6116.
842-6116. Boy, you've got a ton of stuff going on.
We're busy. Yeah.
Wow. The golf?
Yep.
Who you got helping you on golf? You all right with that?
We're good. We've got some helpers. Yep. But I do want to say I have a new prize sponsor.
Really? New prize sponsor?
Yes. You know, like the prizes that we said, like the longest putt or whatever. Okay.
Well, you've got Le Mans is doing the the hole in one.
Right. So, and CSI, they split that.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, they would be the ones making the insurance for it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So, for those prizes, CF Physical Therapy is sponsoring those prizes.
Who is?
It used to be Champion Fitness.
Oh, okay. The one out there.
Yes.
Luke Carl?
Yep. And so Luke is going to come present those awards too.
That right?
Yeah.
How are you going to get Luke to talk?
I know. It might be kind of hard to
do. That poor kid. He's so backwards and he just won't say a thing to anybody.
I don't think I'll have a problem. I'm glad they're involved this year.
Well, you see, now that's one of your brand new brand new members. Have you got any brand new members in the last month or so?
Not in the past month.
Oh, Carrie, that's disappointing.
I know. I always have a new member.
What has happened?
I've been a little busy.
You've fallen off the horse there.
No, I'll get back on the horse.
Okay. Well, you see, now that's the thing. You'd already reached your goal for the year in the first 4 months.
That doesn't mean I'm going to stop.
Okay. Well, you got to keep looking.
That's right.
Who was the last new one, by the way? Didn't you have wasn't there a ribbon cutting last week or something?
Yes, Wayfair.
I missed that.
And?
Oh, that was at I was out of town. That was on the Wayfair
right.
week.
Yes.
They had. Did you go out there and race, do the bowling alley race and all that kind of stuff, whatever they were doing?
They set
up bowling. Maybe not last week, but which day were you out there?
Pirate Day.
Pirate Day. Mm-hmm. Did you dress up as a pirate?
No, I did not.
Did the residents dress up
they
as pirates?
They did. Well, most of the staff. Yeah, it was cute. There was a lot of neat
A lot of parrots and stuff on shoulders and that kind of thing.
It was good.
Good crowd for the
it was good. Yep.
ribbon cutting?
Yep. Hey, can I go over my TGIF raffle winners?
If you like. Okay. I've got like 3 minutes.
Okay. So, I was here, last time on the 19th?
I don't know.
Okay.
We don't have five Fridays this month, though. When's the next fifth Friday?
I don't know. It's in, is it July?
Must be July because the 30th of June's a Thursday, I believe.
Okay. So on April 22nd, Jeff Heisner won.
How about that?
April 29th, K.O.
This is the big one. K.O.
won
$200. Gigantic money.
Yep. On May 6th, Diana Vaughn won. And on May 13th, Brittany Pope won.
So have you had a duplicate yet this year?
No.
And somebody can win twice, right?
Yes, they can. So if you want a ticket, come see me.
You're still selling tickets?
Yes. We have just a few left.
Really?
Yep.
Has everybody been in to pick up their money and pick up their chamber
Pretty much,
books?
Yep.
Where do those... Where
Brittany,
are those,
I need Brittany to come.
Where are those available to spend?
Oh, I have a list. If you win... And if you just want a list, I provide a list of everywhere you can spend them.
No kidding.
Like 2 pages.
That seems like that's a long list.
I know. It's good.
Who collects? How's that work, by the way? Do they collect those and bring them back to you if I'm a chamber member?
If you're a chamber member and you have chamber bucks, then you bring them to me and I give you a check.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Well, that's a handy way. I didn't realize you were reimbursing the chamber.
Yeah,
members.
We reimburse them. So if you're a business and you have chamber bucks, bring them to me and I'll give you a check.
See, they may not realize that.
Yeah.
Of course, whenever I was running a business, nobody ever brought their chamber bucks to us because we would have.
Well, you weren't really a retail business.
Well, no, we'd have probably giggled at them or something like that.
No.
So, no, you can't pay with that. You got to have a check. Well, that's cool. Yeah. All right, so, that's good. So, what's next this summer? You got anything coming up this summer?
Well, I do have CF Physical Therapy is going to have a ribbon cutting ceremony.
When's that?
June 23rd.
Okay, we can talk about that next. Yep. I didn't know if you had more contests coming up this summer, like the Pretty Up Your Porch.
Nope.
So, basically, pretty soon, you're going to be all but focused.
I am focused on the 5F. Things. Oh, do you know? Yeah. Do you know what happens at the beginning of July?
What's that?
Or middle of June?
What?
I start.
The focus.
The focus. It becomes on Fall Fun Fest.
Ladies and gentlemen, you ought to see her eyes are basically already starting to like turn red with the focus.
I love the Fall Fun
of
Fest.
Of a laser. Oh, the laser
awesome.
Focus.
It's so much fun.
Congratulations again. I appreciate you coming in here, Dick.
Yeah,
are you back to normal yet?
I am.
With the big announcement?
Yes, and thank you for working with them. That was awesome. It was a lot of fun.
That was awesome. If you missed it, folks, her brother just announced on here that they're going to have a baby coming up.
Yep.
So congratulations to Greg and Julia Banker. And thanks very much for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Bruce.
That's Carrie Halbert of the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce. We'll have more Bruce Dickey Show tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.